Today on Commuter Bible, we'll read three narrative accounts, short stories if you will, covering Jeremiah's interactions with leaders and kings before Jerusalem's fall. It's Jeremiah chapters 35 through 38 and Isaiah chapter 24. This is Commuter Bible, the audio Bible podcast to match your weekly schedule. I'm your host, John Ross. Have you ever been watching a TV show where the plot jumps ahead in the timeline and you find yourself asking, wait, did I miss something? And then you realize as you keep watching that they're about to explain what happened. Well, our last episode opened with Jeremiah in prison, but it didn't explain how he got there. The accounts in today's episode predate the events in our last episode and lead up to that imprisonment, giving us narrative detail that we hadn't yet encountered. The first two stories date back to the reign of King Jehoiakim, but the final story tells us how Jeremiah found himself under arrest under King Zedekiah's rule. Jeremiah, chapters 35 through 38. This is the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord in the days of Jehoiakim, son of Josiah, king of Judah. Go to the house of the Rechabites, speak to them, and bring them to one of the chambers of the temple of the Lord to offer them a drink of wine. So I took Jezaniah, son of Jeremiah, son of Habazaniah, and his brothers and all his sons, the entire house of the Rechabites, and I brought them into the temple of the Lord to a chamber occupied by the sons of Hanan, son of Igdaliah, a man of God, who had a chamber near the official's chamber, which was above the chamber of Maaseiah, son of Shallum, the doorkeeper. I set jars filled with wine and some cups before the sons of the house of the Rechabites, and said to them, "Drink wine." But they replied, "We do not drink wine, for Jonadab, son of our ancestor Rechab, commanded, 'You and your descendants must never drink wine. You must not build a house, or sow seed, or plant a vineyard. Those things are not for you. Rather, you must live in tents your whole life, so you may live a long time on the soil where you stay as a resident alien.' We have obeyed Jonadab, son of our ancestor Rechab, in all he commanded us. So we haven't drunk wine our whole life, we, our wives, our sons, and our daughters. We also have not built houses to live in, and do not have a vineyard, field, or seed. But we have lived in tents, and have obeyed and done everything our ancestor Jonadab commanded us. However, when King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon marched into the land, we said, 'Come, let's go into Jerusalem to get away from the Chaldean and Aramean armies.' So we have been living in Jerusalem." Then the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah. "This is what the Lord of armies, the God of Israel, says. Go, say to the men of Judah and the residents of Jerusalem, 'Will you not accept discipline by listening to my words?' This is the Lord's declaration. The words of Jonadab, son of Rechab, have been carried out. He commanded his descendants not to drink wine, and they have not drunk to this day because they have obeyed their ancestors' command. But I have spoken to you time and time again, and you have not obeyed me. Time and time again, I have sent you all my servants, the prophets, proclaiming, 'Turn, each one from his evil way, and correct your actions. Stop following other gods to serve them. Live in the land that I gave you and your ancestors.' But you did not pay attention or obey me. Yes, the sons of Jonadab, son of Rechab, carried out their ancestors' command he gave them. But these people have not obeyed me. Therefore, this is what the Lord, the God of armies, the God of Israel, says. I will certainly bring on Judah and on all the descendants of Jerusalem all the disaster I have pronounced against them, because I have spoken to them. But they have not obeyed. And I have called to them, but they did not answer. But to the house of the Rechabites, Jeremiah said, "This is what the Lord of armies, the God of Israel, says. Because you have obeyed the command of your ancestor Jonadab, and have kept all his commands, and have done everything he commanded you, this is what the Lord of armies, the God of Israel, says. Jonadab, son of Rechab, will never fail to have a man to stand before me always." In the fourth year of Jehoiakim, son of Josiah, king of Judah, this word came to Jeremiah from the Lord. "Take a scroll and write on it all the words I have spoken to you concerning Israel, Judah, and all the nations from the time I spoke to you during Josiah's reign until today. Perhaps when the house of Judah hears about all the disaster I am planning to bring on them, each one of them will turn from his evil way. Then I will forgive their iniquity and their sin." So Jeremiah summoned Baruch, son of Neriah. At Jeremiah's dictation, Baruch wrote on a scroll all the words the Lord had spoken to Jeremiah. Then Jeremiah commanded Baruch, "I am restricted. I cannot enter the temple of the Lord. So you must go and read from the scroll, which you wrote at my dictation, the words of the Lord, in the hearing of the people at the temple of the Lord on a day of fasting. Read his words in the hearing of all the Judeans who are coming from their cities. Perhaps their petition will come before the Lord, and each one will turn from his evil way. For the anger and fury that the Lord has pronounced against this people are intense." So Baruch, son of Neriah, did everything the prophet Jeremiah had commanded him. At the Lord's temple, he read the Lord's words from the scroll. In the fifth year of Jehoiakim, son of Josiah, king of Judah, in the ninth month, all the people of Jerusalem and all those coming in from Judah's cities into Jerusalem proclaimed a fast before the Lord. Then, at the Lord's temple, in the chamber of Gemariah, son of Shaphan the scribe, in the upper courtyard, at the opening of the new gate of the Lord's temple, in the hearing of all the people, Baruch read Jeremiah's words from the scroll. When Micaiah, son of Gemariah, son of Shaphan, heard all the words of the Lord from the scroll, he went down to the scribe's chamber in the king's palace. All the officials were sitting there: Elishama the scribe, Deliah son of Shemaiah, Elnathan son of Achbor, Gemariah son of Shaphan, Zedekiah son of Hananiah, and all the other officials. Micaiah reported to them all the words he had heard when Baruch read from the scroll in the hearing of the people. Then all the officials sent word to Baruch through Jehudi, son of Nethaniah, son of Shelemiah, son of Cushi, saying, "Bring the scroll that you read in the hearing of the people, and come." So Baruch, son of Neriah, took the scroll and went to them. they said to him, "Sit down and read it in our hearing." So Barak read it in their hearing. When they had heard all the words, they turned to each other in fear and said to Barak, "We must surely tell the king all these things." Then they asked Barak, "Tell us, how did you write all these words? At his dictation?" Barak said to them, "At his dictation. He recited all these words to me while I was writing on the scroll in ink." The officials said to Barak, "You and Jeremiah must hide and tell no one where you are." Then, after depositing the scroll in the chamber of Elishama the scribe, the officials came to the king at the courtyard and reported everything in the hearing of the king. The king sent Jehudi to get the scroll, and he took it from the chamber of Elishama the scribe. Jehudi then read it in the hearing of the king and all the officials who were standing by the king. Since it was the 9th month, the king was sitting in his winter quarters with a fire burning in front of him. As soon as Jehudi would read 3 or 4 columns, Jehoiakim would cut the scroll with a scribe's knife and throw the columns into the fire in the hearth until the entire scroll was consumed by the fire in the hearth. As they heard all these words, the king and all of his servants did not become terrified or tear their clothes. Even though Elnathan, Deliah, and Gemariah had urged the king not to burn the scroll, he did not listen. Then the king commanded Jeramiel, the king's son, Seraiah, son of Azrael, and Shelemiah, son of Abdeel, to seize the scribe Barak and the prophet Jeremiah. But the Lord hid them. After the king had burned the scroll and the words Barak had written at Jeremiah's dictation, the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah. "Take another scroll and once again write on it the original words that were on the original scroll that King Jehoiakim of Judah burned. You are to proclaim concerning King Jehoiakim of Judah, 'This is what the Lord says. You have burned the scroll, asking, why have you written on it that the king of Babylon will certainly come and destroy this land and cause it to be without people or animals? Therefore, this is what the Lord says concerning King Jehoiakim of Judah. He will have no one to sit on David's throne, and his corpse will be thrown out to be exposed to the heat of the day and the frost of the night. I will punish him, his descendants, and his officers for their iniquity. I will bring on them, on the residents of Jerusalem, and on the people of Judah, all the disaster which I warned them about. But they did not listen." Then Jeremiah took another scroll and gave it to Barak, son of Neriah, the scribe. And he wrote on it at Jeremiah's dictation all the words of the scroll that Jehoiakim, Judah's king, had burned in the fire. And many other words like them were added.
Thank you.
Zedekiah son of Josiah reigned as king in the land of Judah in place of Coniah son of Jehoiakim, for King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon made him king. He and his officers and the people of the land did not obey the words of the Lord that he spoke through the prophet Jeremiah. Nevertheless, King Zedekiah sent Jehukal, son of Shelemiah, and Zephaniah, son of Maaseiah, the priest, to the prophet Jeremiah, requesting, "Please, pray to the Lord our God for us." Jeremiah was going about his daily tasks among the people, for he had not yet been put into prison. Pharaoh's army had left Egypt, and when the Chaldeans, who were besieging Jerusalem, heard the report, they withdrew from Jerusalem. The word of the Lord came to the prophet Jeremiah. This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. This is what you will say to Judah's king, who is sending you to inquire of me. Watch. Pharaoh's army, which has come out to help you, is going to return to its own land of Egypt. The Chaldeans will then return and fight against this city. They will capture it and burn it. This is what the Lord says. Don't deceive yourselves by saying, "The Chaldeans will leave us for good," for they will not leave. Indeed, if you were to strike down the entire Chaldean army that is fighting with you, and there remained among them only the badly wounded men, each in his tent, they would get up and burn this city. When the Chaldean army withdrew from Jerusalem because of Pharaoh's army, Jeremiah started to leave Jerusalem to go to the land of Benjamin to claim his portion there among the people. But when he was at the Benjamin gate, an officer of the guard was there, whose name was Irijah, son of Shelemiah, son of Hananiah. And he apprehended the prophet Jeremiah, saying, "You are defecting to the Chaldeans." "That's a lie," Jeremiah replied. "I am not defecting to the Chaldeans." Irijah would not listen to him, but apprehended Jeremiah and took him to the officials. The officials were angry at Jeremiah and beat him and placed him in jail in the house of Jonathan the scribe, for it had been made into a prison. So Jeremiah went into a cell in the dungeon and stayed there many days. King Zedekiah later sent for him and received him, and in his house privately asked him, "Is there a word from the Lord?" "There is," Jeremiah responded. He continued, "You will be handed over to the king of Babylon." Then Jeremiah said to King Zedekiah, "How have I sinned against you, or your servants, or these people, that you have put me in prison? Where are your prophets who prophesied to you, claiming, 'The king of Babylon will not come against you in this land'? So now, please listen, my lord the king. May my petition come before you. Don't send me back to the house of Jonathan the scribe, or I will die there." So King Zedekiah gave orders, and Jeremiah was placed in the guard's courtyard. He was given a loaf of bread each day from the baker's street until all the bread was gone from the city. So Jeremiah remained in the guard's courtyard. Now Shephatiah son of Matan, Gedaliah son of Pashur, Jukal son of Shelemiah, and Pashur son of Malchijah heard the words Jeremiah was speaking to all the people. "This is what the Lord says. Whoever stays in the city will die by the sword, famine, and plague. But whoever surrenders to the Chaldeans will live. He will retain his life like the spoils of war and will live. This is what the Lord says. This city will most certainly be handed over to the king of Babylon's army, and he will capture it." The officials then said to the king, "This man ought to die, because he is weakening the morale of the warriors who remain in the city and of all the people by speaking to them in this way. This man is not pursuing the welfare of this people, but their harm." King Zedekiah said, "Here he is. He's in your hands, since the king can't do anything against you." So they took Jeremiah and dropped him into the cistern of Malchiah the king's son, which was in the guard's courtyard, lowering Jeremiah with ropes. There was no water in the cistern, only mud. And Jeremiah sank into the mud. But Ebed-Melech, a Cushite court official in the king's palace, heard Jeremiah had been put into the cistern. While the king was sitting at the Benjamin Gate, Ebed-Melech went from the king's palace and spoke to the king. "My lord the king, these men have been evil in all they have done to the prophet Jeremiah. They have dropped him into the cistern where he will die from hunger, because there is no more bread in the city." So the king commanded Ebed-Melech, the Cushite, "Take from here 30 men under your authority and pull the prophet Jeremiah up from the cistern before he dies." So Ebed-Melech took the men under his authority and went to the king's palace to a place below the storehouse. From there, he took old rags and worn-out clothes and lowered them by ropes to Jeremiah in the cistern. Ebed-Melech the Cushite called down to Jeremiah,
"Place these old rags and clothes between your armpits and the ropes."
Jeremiah did this. They pulled him up with the ropes and lifted him out of the cistern, but he remained in the guard's courtyard. King Zedekiah sent for the prophet Jeremiah and received him at the third entrance of the Lord's temple. The king said to Jeremiah, "I am going to ask you something. Don't hide anything from me." Jeremiah replied to Zedekiah, "If I tell you, you will kill me, won't you? Besides, if I give you advice, you won't listen to me anyway." King Zedekiah swore to Jeremiah in private, "As the Lord lives, who has given us this life, I will not kill you or hand you over to these men who intend to take your life." Jeremiah therefore said to Zedekiah, "This is what the Lord, the God of armies, the God of Israel says. If indeed you surrender to the officials of the king of Babylon, then you will live. This city will not be burned, and you and your household will survive. But if you do not surrender to the officials of the king of Babylon, then this city will be handed over to the Chaldeans. They will burn it, and you yourself will not escape from them." But King Zedekiah said to Jeremiah, I am worried about the Judeans who have defected to the Chaldeans. They may hand me over to the Judeans to abuse me. They will not hand you over, Jeremiah replied. Obey the Lord in what I am telling you, so it may go well for you, and you can live. But if you refuse to surrender, this is the verdict that the Lord has shown me. All the women who remain in the palace of Judah's king will be brought out to the officials of the king of Babylon and will say to you, your trusted friends misled you and overcame you. Your feet sank into the mire, and they deserted you. All your wives and children will be brought out to the Chaldeans. You yourself will not escape from them, for you will be seized by the king of Babylon, and this city will burn. Then Zedekiah warned Jeremiah, don't let anyone know about this conversation, or you will die. The officials may hear that I have spoken with you, and come and demand of you, tell us what you said to the king. Don't hide anything from us, and we won't kill you. Also, what did the king say to you? If they do, tell them, I was bringing before the king my petition that he not return me to the house of Jonathan to die there. All the officials did come to Jeremiah, and they questioned him. He reported the exact words to them the king had commanded, and they quit speaking with him because the conversation had not been overheard. Jeremiah remained in the guard's courtyard until the day Jerusalem was captured, and he was there when it happened. Isaiah chapter 24. Look, the Lord is stripping the earth bare and making it desolate. He will twist its surface and scatter its inhabitants. People and priests alike, servant and master, female servant and mistress, buyer and seller, lender and borrower, creditor and debtor. The earth will be stripped completely bare and will be totally plundered, for the Lord has spoken this message. The earth mourns and withers. The world wastes away and withers. The exalted people of the earth waste away. The earth is polluted by its inhabitants, for they have transgressed teachings, overstepped decrees, and broken the permanent covenant. Therefore, a curse has consumed the earth, and its inhabitants have become guilty. The earth's inhabitants have been burned, and only a few survive. The new wine mourns. The vine withers. All the carousers now groan. The joyful tambourines have ceased. The noise of the jubilant has stopped. The joyful lyre has ceased. They no longer sing and drink wine. Beer is bitter to those who drink it. The city of chaos is shattered. Every house is closed to entry. In the streets they cry for wine. All joy grows dark. Earth's rejoicing goes into exile. Only desolation remains in the city. Its gate has collapsed in ruins. For this is how it will be on earth among the nations. Like a harvested olive tree. Like a gleaning after a grape harvest. They raise their voices, they sing out, they proclaim in the west the majesty of the Lord. Therefore, in the east, honor the Lord. In the coasts and islands of the west, honor the name of the Lord, the God of Israel.
From the ends of the earth, we hear songs, the splendor of the righteous one.
But I said,
I waste away, woe is me.
The treacherous act treacherously, the treacherous deal very treacherously. Panic, pit, and trap await you who dwell on the earth. Whoever flees at the sound of panic will fall into a pit, and whoever escapes from the pit will be caught in a trap. For the windows on high are opened, and the foundations of the earth are shaken. The earth is completely devastated. The earth is split open. The earth is violently shaken. The earth staggers like a drunkard and sways like a hut. Earth's rebellion weighs it down, and it falls, never to rise again. On that day, the Lord will punish the army of the heights in the heights, and the kings of the ground on the ground. They will be gathered together like prisoners in a pit. They will be confined to a dungeon. After many days, they will be punished. The moon will be put to shame and the sun disgraced, because the Lord of armies will reign as king on Mount Zion in Jerusalem. And he will display his glory in the presence of his elders. Friends, I just want to take a moment to encourage you to find ways to read God's word out loud. Yes, you. As a pastor that oversees congregational worship, I make it a point that scripture be read by people within our church in every gathering. Because as Paul tells Timothy, you should give your attention to public reading, going on to say that you should be committed so that your progress may be evident to all. If you're not sure where to start or how, I'd encourage you just to find a place where you can be alone and read God's word out loud there. That's a great place to start. Today's episode was narrated and orchestrated by me, John Ross, and co-produced by Eric Williamson. Thanks for listening, and remember, happy is the one whose delight is in the Lord's instruction, and he meditates on it day and night.